I know you guys are down a lot of kids here due to injury, but the team that you put out there had a kind of a tough weekend, some pretty good wrestlers and some weight classes. Did you look at your finish around eighth place? How do you feel overall you guys did?
You know, I thought coming in, if we finished in the top 10, especially with this caliber of field, that I thought we'd do a good job and have a great weekend. And, you know, we did that. This tournament, especially this year, I think, in particularly where the field was so deep, it exposed a lot of our weaknesses, and we have some holes that we definitely need to get better, that's on me, and we'll do that as a team, and the coaching staff will get back to the drawing board and work on those things to hopefully get us better.
You did have some good performances, got some kids into the top five and placing there, but your highest finisher was Trey Medin at 145, and to do that at this tournament as a freshman, get fourth place, I mean, that's something pretty special.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you can place at this tournament, you know, it is something special. But doing it as a freshman, means a lot more. You know, Trey's been working hard, and, I'm just real excited for him. And, I'm real happy for the boys. You know, it's a tough tournament, and I just hope that people understand how tough it is and the caliber of wrestling that they'll find here and, take it from that.
Do you kind of gauge us about how maybe good your team is and how well maybe they could do compared to regionals and state?
Oh, you know, to some degree I do. We definitely got some work to do, but, I still think that we are a pretty good team, and once we get healthy and kids start buying into what we're doing, I think we'll be fine.
Well, you talk about that. What are some biggest things maybe you guys need to work on as you head closer and closer to regionals here in a few weeks?
You know, just maybe being a little more coachable and, doing the things that we're shown in the room and don't get so frustrated, you know, especially when we're down. You know, I hope the kids saw some of these matches where, you know, some of these kids, never gave up and they came back from behind to win some matches. So that's kind of the takeaway, and hopefully they saw that.